Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
And Matthew Crawley. Alice has had to take off, so I'm in here, I'm in the studio with a man I know through other means, Barney Duncan.
Kia ora.
Kia ora, how are you?
I'm so good. And look, let's be thoroughly transparent from the get-go. Alice didn't take. I had to push back the interview by 20 minutes, which caused Alice to not be able to fulfil her duties.
Yeah, no.
So I do apologise, Alice, if you're listening. And I love you, though, Matthew.
Hi, how are you? I thought you were going to be transparent about something else and reveal our greatest secrets, but... So I'm happy for you to be transparent about that, but don't you dare tell them about... but hey, I saw you on the weekend and we talked about this and that, but I knew this was coming, so I purposely kept my lips sealed so I could be hearing all this with fresh ears.
Mm-hmm,
what
good.
The hell are you doing here?
Well, I'm here to talk about a theatre show that's opening on Thursday night called Siblings.
This Thursday?
This Thursday, the 24th of July.
Cool.
Yep.
Keep talking. Siblings.
Siblings. So it's directed by Polina Kecker-Brown, who is a wonderful interdisciplinary artist whose work sort of mixes, I guess, disability theory and someone cultural practices, has a background in movement and visual arts, and me as a associated assistant director who has a background in funny jokes.
Yeah.
And theatre. Yeah. I've been making it for couple of decades.
I've seen you move with intent.
Yeah. And we've been working on this project for like 3 years. We got asked to make a show basically in 2020. A woman called Bronwyn Bent said, "Hey Barney, I've had this idea for this show that I think would be cool about sibling units where one person has a disability and one person doesn't."
Right.
"And I think that you should make that." And I went, "I'd love to." I just got back from Melbourne where I'd been working with Down Syndrome Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
And had a background in a little bit of working with people with disabilities in the theatre world. But Kiki came on board and we started co-directing, and then initially held a bunch of workshops to try and find this particular type of sibling unit.
Right.
One person had a disability and one person was able-bodied. But that was quite a niche thing to sort of, make a call out for.
And forgive me, were you looking also for people with both that criteria and a theatre background?
No, it was like no theatre background was totally fine.
Yeah.
I like working with people in theatre who don't have a background in theatre, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because actors are dicks. No, they're not. Shh. I didn't say that. But I mean it sometimes. And then we started doing like targeted workshops, approaching different disability orgs, going in and doing workshops with their community. And then gradually, over about a year of doing that, we came up with, we did one final sort of workshop where we got about 20 people along. We culled that down to a cast of about six. Got some funding to do a development workshop the next year. Spent 5 weeks out in Onehunga mucking around, just trying to figure out, when you're working with a bunch of people who have lots of different accessibility needs, you need to figure out what are the exercises that will work for everybody.
Yeah.
And then how do we draw story out from that? And that was just a long, satisfying process, but it takes a while.
Yeah.
And then we got some more funding. Keke took the lead as director. We did another development period of another 5 weeks. And now, 3 years later, we've had this final thrust of a five-week run of rehearsals into making the final show. So it's like one of those things that's been going on for a long time. But it's that thing where there's a tip of an iceberg of a show but has a giant lot of ice below the sea level.
So it kind of strikes me that you would have had a concept for a show, but the show itself couldn't actually materialize until you had the people for it.
Yeah, we didn't really have much of a concept, and we kind of both knew that we didn't want to make a strictly narrative driven, like normal fourth wall play.
Yeah. But I guess it's like you couldn't have made you couldn't really construct the show until you had the people.
Yeah.
But you knew you wanted to do the show.
Yeah, yeah. And it's been a relentless Kick has also been producing it and doing a great job of sort of applying for funding and securing that, which is, anyone that knows that world, it's totally exhausting.
Yeah.
But the cool thing was, like, through all of the workshops and developing exercises, that's kind of informed the form a little bit. Like, when you're talking about siblingdom, you end up, the stories end up coming into two sort of worlds. There's like the nostalgic world of your youth when you're a kid, and then there's the current world when you're adults and there's still weird drama. And so we hang out in both worlds, but we use game quite a lot. So childhood games form the basis of a lot of scenes, like grandma's keys and musical chairs and stuff like that, and then building scenes out of that. Keke also introduced this technique called Talanoa, which is a Pacific Island concept of sort of like having meaningful conversation around a topic where all views are safely put into the discussion.
Yeah.
And so we were talking about some kind of taboo, sometimes serious, sometimes don't want to say this out loud, but I feel safe and I can kind of stuff. And we started recording those Talanoa, and so some of that audio is played over top of scenes. So we don't have to rely on cast members who aren't super literate, for example, having to learn massive scripts, because we can just use their audio in a different way.
Yeah. Wow. And so the show is ready.
Kind of. We're in that cool phase of production week with a massive team, like Leon Radojkovic, who you will know from composing Tanifa.
Yeah, he just, and lots of other great stuff.
Lots of great stuff. Is on sound. Stephen Bain, very experienced theatre maker, is doing set design. Owen McCarthy, AV and lights. We've got audio description happening at the same time, and NZSL, like sign language, concurrently.
Cool.
So there's quite a lot of moving parts, and this is that juggly, how does it all slot together kind of... Oh, Amy Tunnicliffe doing costume as well.
Nice. So you, with the people that you got on board, you said you had about six people.
Now it's four. We were going into five, and then we had a very kind of heartbreaking situation right before we began this final rehearsal period. A cast member passed away.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so... That made the starting of this final rehearsal period pretty sad, but we've been able to sort of incorporate this cast member into the show in a kind of fitting and meaningful way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, now there's four on stage.
And are they, when you say four, is that's two sets of siblings, or is it a...
No, so it was actually ended up being really impossible to find... enough people that had that particular dynamic.
Yeah.
So we just kind of went, let's work with people with a lived experience of disability. So all of the cast identify in some way as having a disability or tangata whaikaha or a lived experience of mental distress in some way. So everyone identifies as that and plays their siblings as well.
Oh, they play their siblings?
Yeah.
Oh,
so we've got stories from... And then they'll play each other's siblings and... Yeah.
Wow. And, you know, you walk away from the show, how are you going to feel?
I think we want to just have that... it's a good question. That way back at the start, I did a thing where I wrote down on a big piece of paper, okay, everyone, when this show eventually gets made, what do we want people to feel?
Yeah.
And I think a big thing was at that time that was important for the cast was a sort of universality, like that people will go, maybe able-bodied audience members will be able to leave going, oh, everybody has drama with their siblings, and maybe that person with a disability isn't so far away from my life experience I thought.
Yeah.
For example, or we want to have, it's like trying to just create impressions of that, those, like, I think it's the universe. We talked about the universe of siblings a lot. So there's these, there's this weird, like, rules and gravitational pulls and things that only happen with your sibling.
Yeah.
And I think it's just satisfying to see that that law is true no matter what the combo of humans in that is.
Me and one of my sisters, we get the same weird ailments at the same time a lot of the time, and they're never the same one. It was like just a weird one, like my, you know, this is a non-existent one, but my eyeball turned purple. Me too. Really weird, have like these strange... anything that go, mostly most stuff doesn't really go wrong, but when it does, it's weird stuff, and it happens to both of us.
Do you guys have
should have been in the play?
Yeah. Do you have annoying? Do you guys annoy each other in the same way that you did when you were 12?
I have. I'm going to say my middle sister Emma and I get along pretty famously, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Yeah. Sorry, Emma, if you think I'm massively annoying. But my littlest sister, Lisa, she's the one who lives overseas. We've reined it in quite a bit, but every now and again, because we're so similar in so many ways, there are buttons that have been pressed for time eternal and will be pressed forever.
Yeah, that's the thing, eh? You just revert back to that same kind of
button. She used to call me a policeman. You're a policeman, and then she'd get mad at me, and I think that's always there. I think I'm always run the risk of being the policeman.
That's funny because people have, like, you are a certain archetype in your
shout out to Lisa. It was her birthday on the weekend.
Happy birthday! What was she? You were the policeman. What was she? What'd you call her?
Robber? No, I called her baddie. No, I don't know. I feel like I was probably massively chill and really nice.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your show, yeah, right, okay, and a couple of quick questions. We're hurtling towards the news here, but we're going to get to some cold hard facts about where and when in a second. But you, as a comedian, you've got a few different prongs to your styly. Did you bring your physicality to this show?
Yeah, I think so. I think there was a couple of things that I managed to sneak across the line. I think I'm always trying to find joy, you know?
Yeah.
I'm trying to find the play and the joy, and that's what I rap.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, nice. Okay, well, I can tell you don't want to give too much away about the actual, so I reckon people should just get fascinated and head along.
Yeah, I think I can honestly say it's going to be a truly unique piece of theatre, which is good for Auckland to go and support.
Yeah, and where is this?
It's at Te Pō, which is wonderful, old Corbin's art estate. If you haven't been there before, check it out. Out in Hendo.
Oh, Henderson.
Yep.
Oh, nice.
And
there's some good stuff happening out at that Corbin estate, eh?
Yeah, yeah. It's really cool hanging out there. Oh, my God. I love it.
And it's this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and the coming Monday.
Yeah, there's a couple of matinees on the Sunday and Monday, I think, and the Thursday, Friday, Saturday evening shows.
Monday matinee. Is there a public holiday coming up, or is this a special daytime Monday matinee?
This is just a special daytime Monday matinee.
I love it.
Monday matinee sounds cool.
It does. Maybe Matt being me, Matt could Monday matinee before Matt's radio show.
Maybe Monday matinee, Matthew.
And the rest of the shows are at 7:30 p.m. So you're going to have a good bedtime no matter what, and you're going to have a great time at this show. Barney, thank you for coming in and talking about Siblings. That show is called Siblings.
Siblings.
Anything else you want to say about it?
We can give away.
I'm not sure about how to do that. Let me ask if I can figure out how that works.
We can give away lovely vibrations.
Joy and lovely vibrations. Let me find out how. I don't know how this works.
I don't know.
These things are mysterious to me. So I'll just I'll come back with that.
Okay.
But buy a ticket.
Yeah, buy a ticket. They're reasonably priced, and they are going to artists.
That's so good. I can't wait to see what the heck you've done, you and your crew. Thank you for coming up.
Thank you for having
me. And thanks, Alice, for coming all this
way. Thank you, Alice. I'm so sorry.
And I'll see you next week, Alice. That was Stage Direction.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.